Without more ado, I'm going to hand things over to Phyllis. I will get out of your way.
Thank you. Thank you not only for being here tonight, but for participating in this program. This is magic. This is the thing that I had dreamt of all my life. My name is Phyllis, and I'm a chunky, drunky, junkie. I came into this program in 1971, but I didn't like it. It's a very short story about the involvement. The gentleman that I was dating at the time said, "Look what I found in the newspaper. I found the name of Overeaters Anonymous." He had been thinking of going into the psychiatric treatment of compulsive eating. I said, "Somebody beat you to it." He said, "I'll go to that meeting." He went to the meeting and he came home and he said, "I got a lot of hugs." Next meeting, I went with him. When I walked into that basement room in a church for the first time, I knew when I saw the 12 steps hanging on the wall that that would be what would help me. And if I could find anything to help me, because I had had a lot of difficulty in my life, I came from a small family. My brother was an only child. And I faded someplace into the background there because I was taller than he was at the time. My brother grew up to be 6'6". I came from a family that was very poor, and as a result of that, I used to get clothes from all the rest of the family, which was a very common thing to do in those days. And I was very grateful that I had the clothes. However, I have to tell you that they were all old ladies' clothes. And I hated wearing them to go to school. And I made up my mind that one day I'm going to go, when I go to work, whatever I'm going to do, that I am going to buy all my own clothes and I'm going to have closets full of clothes and they're going to be mine. I made it. I made it. I made it because I knew that that was something that I wanted to accomplish. Tells you where my head was. When I first came into the program, I looked at the steps and they scared the you-know-what out of me because I thought that if I had to give in to those steps, I would be completely naked. I would be stripped. And you know what? I was. I was. I went to meetings of AA. I went to meetings of OA. I went to NA. I didn't like it there too much because everybody was much younger than I was at the time. And I wasn't looking for friends then. I was looking for peace. I really wanted peace. And I did not know how to get it. Drinking didn't do it. Food didn't do it. And nothing else did it. And I noticed that the steps all start with I will do this. I will do that. And I. And I said, well, that looks like something that I would have to work very hard to do. And somebody told me, give it a shot. Just give it a shot. So I said, okay, I give you 30 days. And then I joined again in 30 days. And I joined again in 30 days and again in 30 days. And I'm in my 49th year of being clean. being clean, sober, and abstinent. I don't fool around with food. I really don't. There's no necessity to do that. I don't have the same feelings now when I eat that I used to have when I was growing up. It was a whole different story. I had incredible anxiety about this, that, and the other thing. And I would eat and eat and eat and eat. I weighed somewhere around 215, 235. I really don't know anymore, and it really doesn't matter. If I tell you that I weighed a lot, I did. I lost 85 pounds in 6 months on an abstinent program. I was weighing and measuring my food, which I still do within reason. I do not eat sugar and bread. I can live without that, you know. I can live without ice cream. I never thought I could do that. Food played a major, major part in my life. My family all had high blood pressure. They all had heart disease. My family all died at very early ages. I am the oldest survivor in my family ever. God willing, I will be 89 years old this year. That always amazes me when they say that, because people say, you don't look 89, I don't feel 89, I don't live my life like I'm 89 because of this program. It taught me how to take care of my body and take care of my mind. It taught me how to turn off the hot water all the time that would run through my body. I had a terrible temper. And I was pretty dangerous for a very long time. And I realized how terrible that was. And that was not what I wanted to do. It was not what I wanted to do. But I felt like I was being led. So I grew up. I went to school. I was, strangely enough, I was very bright. I skipped in the first grade. I skipped from 1B to 2B. And then in junior high school, I skipped again. And so when I was 16 years old, I graduated from high school. And now what? I came home from school one day, and this boy who lived in my building, who was my boyfriend, was in the house talking to my father and mother. And I walked into the room, and my father said, he wants to tell me something. And this boy wanted to get married. I was 16 years old. I didn't know how to tie my shoelaces by myself. You know. And I said no, and I gave that up. It was very difficult, because eventually he married the girl next door. So, you know, he didn't have to go too far away. And I graduated from high school, and my mother said, girls don't have to go to college. Girls have to go to work. I said, okay. I went to work. And I went to school at night. And I was very tired by the time I finished the first year. And I knew that that was what I had to do. So I got very close to graduating from college, and guess what? I met the love of my life. He was 11 years older than I, and I fell madly in love with him. And it was a great marriage. I had three sons who I don't want to tell you how old they are, because it upsets me to say that. And He got killed in an accident at the railroad station in the town we lived in after 14 years of marriage. And I was very busy. I had these three little kids that were 6, 8, and 10 and needed some care. And we had a house and a car and a dog and, you know, missed suburbs. I moved out of the concrete city. I grew up in the Bronx. And so I had to take care of us. It took a long time for me to be able to work the program in my life. It took a long time for me to realize what this program had to offer besides losing weight. That was what I came for. I didn't come for all the other things. I came because I was fat. I lost 85 pounds in the first couple of months, and I've lost weight since then. I got married again to the guy who was looking to go into the business of keeping people thin, and I divorced him. He was just a little too strong for me. And then I was back in the world again, me and my kids. And I worked at things that I loved to do. I said, I deserve that. And I learned that I deserve that by being in this program. This program told me that not only am I a child of God, I didn't come from any religious background. My family were very progressive, they thought, and and it wasn't important to be religious. Except when my brother came along, he had to go to Hebrew school because he had to be bar mitzvahed. And there was no holiday for me. I really twisted and turned all the years of growing up. I was never able to really express myself. I was scared to death that if I started, that I would lose it all. You know, I'd just lose control and maybe be committed. You know, that's the worst thing that I could have thought about for myself. So I came into the program and said, I will do whatever you want me to do. I will do it when you say so, and I will do it whether I want to or not. And I wanted it. I wanted this program so badly. I wanted it because, not because it had to do with being thin, but because it had to do with giving me a soul, of giving me a place to fit in into the world. And my family fought me on it. They really did. You know, my mother used to say, do you still go to those dumb meetings? And I would kind of smile and say yes. And I wanted them to know how important it was to me. My father, who was, again, another love of my life, and very important because my mother and I never saw eye to eye. And when I told my dad about what was going on in the program, he said, if you feel that way in your heart, if you feel that way in your gut, then you do whatever you want to do. Hallelujah. Nobody had ever given me permission to do anything I wanted to do. And so I started program in 1970, about 1970. And I went to meetings with the ex-husband, and I learned that I can stand up by myself. You know, I don't need them or him to hold me up. What I need is the power within me, and that comes from the program. And when people would say God, it would turn a lot of people off. You know, it wasn't very fashionable in the 70s to talk about God. They didn't like that too much. And you know what? Maybe they still don't like about it, but I don't care. And I got involved in the program up to here. I started a newsletter in New York. I started one in California. I've been writing for years and years in our, what do you call it, in all the books and privileged to do that, because there's nothing I love more than this program. Nothing. I love my children, but it's a whole different story. I divorced that second husband and said, I will never, ever get married again. And you know what happened. Yeah. And I married this very wonderful man to whom I was married for 25 years, but I took care of him for 25 years. He was not well. And I just lost him a couple of months ago. And what that tells me is that there are things that I can do that I never thought I wanted to do, I never thought I could, and I never had the self-love that I got in the program. This program is magic. Now, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, there you go. You know, like, you've been here a long time. The longer I'm in this program, the deeper my feeling grows for the good health that I have been given by this program, good mental health as well. I finally, you know, got a couple of things together in my life, and I had a fantastic career that just popped in for me. I was hired at a hospital to treat eating disorders. I take a chance, right? I can't fail. I didn't fail. I was extremely successful, and I loved it, and they loved me, and I still talk to people who were patients of mine. I did that until I retired in 1973 because my husband was retired and I wanted to travel. And we did that. And that was a joy that I never thought I would be able to experience. My heart was opened all over the world. And I would go to meetings in languages that I didn't understand, but I knew what they were saying because it was on the wall, you know. And I knew the extent of and the depth that the program goes to make life better for all of us. It depends on how much you want to get out of it for how much you put into it. You don't have to become, you know, like membership crazy, but it helps. It really does. It really does. I would go to meetings every night. When I moved from New York to California so that the weather would be warmer, and I can never get warm enough, that I was at, and I, I identified myself as completely sober, abstinent, and clean. No drugs. I overdosed on drugs and alcohol once. And let me tell you, that was enough. That was enough. It was a great learning experience to me, and I could not believe that I did it. And I said, that makes me think that I'm somebody else, that I'm not who I was or who I thought I wanted to be. And as I age, and I am aging very rapidly, I now live in a senior living place, and they're all very nice old people. Nobody knows about my programs. I don't advertise that too much. But I do smile and say hello to everybody. They think I'm marvelous, you know? And what I'm learning is that I can make decisions for myself, that I have opinions, that I like some people, and some people I find real difficult to be around. And I used to spend my whole life plying, begging them to be my friends. I don't need that anymore. I'm enough by myself. I'm enough by myself because I have a God that I believe in and that I care about, and that I've been bothering the you-know-what out of him this past year because I knew that I was coming here to do this. And I said, why am I doing this? And I'm doing this because there is nothing more important in my life than OA. OA has taught me everything good. OA has taught me to be kind, considerate, and loving. It's taught me to be independent and not leaning on other people for what I thought was support, and I found myself on the floor most of the time. And I found myself with strength that I did not know I had. I talk about the program as if I'm speaking with God. And that works for me now. That works for me. I have three healthy children, which is a miracle at this time. I have a car that I know how to drive, but they're looking to take it away from me soon. I'm holding on to that car with all my life. And I have people in the program who think that I'm a good person. What a miracle that is. What a miracle that is. You know, for somebody that was hidden away in the closet for so many years, and then to be out in the world, you know, I don't love everything and everybody. I love my family. I love my program. I love the people in my program because they want it as badly as I do. And because they are my support. And that gives me a place to be in the world. I have a real solid place in the world that I've gotten just from this program. Sure, I've lost a lot of weight. I don't eat some stuff. I don't eat anything that I'm not supposed to eat. I don't go to as many meetings as I would like to go to, but now since the passing of my husband, I have the time. I have people offering to drive me there and bring me home. what did I do to deserve all of that? I've given this program my heart. I've given it my heart and my energy. I've given it its payment back to the program for what it's done for me. I'm so proud to tell people that I'm a chunky, drunky, junkie. You know, it really pleases me that I can admit that. My mother never liked that. Because I was independent. I proved that I can do it. I can do it, and so can you. You know, it was just the desire to hold on to what the program gives us, what it gave me. And certainly you are eligible for the exact same gift. The program that I started in the program a long, long time ago, I love it as much now as I did that first day. I love it because I need it. I love it because I want it. I love it because it works. I don't know anything else that ever worked. I mean, I've been on a few diets in my life, as you can imagine. You know, we've all done that. We would be a group of three or four women, and every week we would take a ride to go to another doctor that was going to perform a miracle. If you went to Philadelphia, we'd have a good time just driving from the Bronx to Philadelphia to go to the diet doctor. My ears were punched. My arms were punched. My body was pinched and black and blue from banging my hips on a wall because they said that would work. The little schmitchick in your ear, you know, that was very popular for a while. They were nails, actually, that they banged into your ear. And if you were hungry, you turned and didn't work. I have to wear hearing aids now as a result of those. I have to wear hearing aids now because I'm old. And because I want very much to be part of this program for as long as I live. I want to be part of this program every day of my life. I haven't had any sponsees in a long time. I'm going to break my back getting some and telling people, I want to help you. I want to give you what I've gotten from this program. That's life. Life is the gift of this program. Intellect doesn't mean a thing. You know, if you die, it doesn't matter how smart you are. It really doesn't. But it matters how happy you are. That's what it's all about for me. That's what it's all about for me. So in closing, before I say goodbye and thank you, I hope that you get joy from your friends, get love from your family, and get peace from your God. Thank you.